David Seymour certainly knows how to strike a chord, doesn't he? The ACT Party leader has exposed a troubling decision by the state to lavish $100,000 on Radio Bay of Plenty. Now, this project funding will see the media outlet showcase the local provincial growth fund projects. $200 million worth of PGF projects in the Eastern Bay of Plenty, and they will be reporting on them. As Seymour puts it, we apparently need taxpayer-funded media to check up on the use of taxpayer funds. It all looks very cushy, chummy, and gratuitous. Now, this Bay of Plenty caper is just one funding release from the $55 million that the government has tipped into public interest journalism. And of course, it is New Zealand On Air that is playing the role of sugar daddy with this stash of journalism funding. If you've ever bothered to look at the application criteria wrapped around the Public Interest Journalism Fund, it does have some pretty clear preconditions. For example, content produced must adhere to the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. The Broadcasting Minister says the fund supports democracy with grassroots public interest journalism. And they are very noble words from Chris Farfoy, but is there not an implicit agenda at play to be compliant, to row the boat, to toe the line, and conform to a certain way of thinking, maybe a certain ideological outlook? That is what makes me uneasy. The subtle understanding that successful applications might lend support to the government's broad agenda by shining a light and giving voice to its various works and deeds like PGF projects in the Eastern Bay of Plenty. And add to this $55 million fund, we've got the extra $42 million lavished on Māori media in this year's budget, which Willie Jackson is particularly proud about. How can we be sure hosing all this cash on the Fourth Estate doesn't defang them? They become dependent on the state, don't they? And grateful to the state. Now, maybe I'm too much of a commercial animal, but all this funding bothers me. The creeping potential danger is the message, and the messenger is being bought.